episode number 239, Camaro wins World Design Award.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back everyone for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And happy Easter to everybody out there.
That's right.
By the time you're listening to this show, Easter will have just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, hope you had a good holiday there.
Hope you found all your eggs.
Yeah.
And
ate lots and whatever goes along with Easter.
That's right.
But we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week because there's a few things that happened this week, and then we also got like five voicemails this
right.
week. Right.
Yeah, which is cool because, which is cool.
Yeah. So, let's get right into it. The title of our show, Camaro Wins World Design Award. That just came out this week. I think it was Thursday.
Yep.
At the New York Auto Show, they announced the winner of that World Car Design, and it happened to be Camaro. Congrats to the whole team.
That is
incredible.
Is that the first time? Well, it's definitely the first time Camaro has won this award.
Yeah.
The other part is, I believe that it's the first time in a long time, anyway, or at least that we could find that an American car was selected at all.
Yeah.
It's usually some funky Japanese design, which is really what the Camaro was up against.
Yeah.
What
were those cars that it was up against? Definitely not my cup of tea, man.
The Kia Soul.
Yeah.
Which is kind of okay looking for what it's worth. And then let me see here if I can.
Is it a Nissan car?
It's called the Clit. No, that's not right.
The what?
I'm just reading the image name. Sorry. I don't know. A Citroën. Somebody from Europe tell me how to say that, please. Citroën. Well, that's French. I don't know. But everybody was saying, oh, yeah, big whoop, because it was up against a couple of really funky, weird, looking cars. Well, usually that's what the kind of cars are there. But the Camaro won above and beyond something that's, let me put it this way. The designers typically don't say, oh, that looks sporty, I like it. They say, this is groundbreaking, which the Camaro is.
Yeah.
Or they say, they look for different design elements than the car enthusiast like you and I do. It's like an art critic. They see somebody who splatters paint across a canvas and says, oh, it's a masterpiece, when we say it looks like paint splattered.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is, whether or not the competition was very difficult, it doesn't matter. The Camaro made it, and normally it would be everybody. It'd be a joke.
Yeah.
So this is good stuff.
Way cool though, man. Yeah. A huge congrats to the Camaro team. I know they worked really hard in doing this car. Tom Peters and what's his face
who
doesn't work for GM anymore.
Right.
But still, I mean, and Fitz and Cheryl and Scott and Al, all of them guys, man. Hats off.
They got plenty to be proud of. I mean, they already know this, but here's just one more feather in their cap, as they say.
Heck yeah.
So congratulations to everybody involved in the project, and of course, all of us Camaro enthusiasts. Man, our car won.
Yeah.
Our car was a nominee. That's
we're driving a masterpiece on the road right now.
We are driving a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And driving them today, we were.
Oh, yeah. Man, let me tell you, coming back here after we went out to eat, your car looks so badass.
Of course.
Behind me, it looks so stealthy.
Oh yeah,
so much lower. It's just evil looking.
Yeah,
it looks like a stealth bomber.
Yeah,
right behind.
I'm a badass.
Damn, that thing looked good.
That's my
shtick. Sounds good too.
That's my. Oh, thank you very much. That's my thing. Man. I like to be evil and sinister. I just my head today.
I wasn't paying attention in front of me. I kept looking in my rearview mirror at your car.
Let the horns in my head show. So I shaved my head.
Oh.
yeah, that's kind of my thing. It's fun to kind of be stealthy and phantom-like.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like, man.
Well, thank you. And everybody else can view it at phantomss.com. Plug,
there you
plug.
Go.
Maybe we'll talk about that a little later.
So we got a couple other things here that we want to hit on before we get to the voicemails, because we've got a bunch of them this week.
Right on.
We want to give some news here first. First off is there's cutoff for the Camaro orders now.
Thanks to our friend Camaro Scotty.
Yeah. April 4th. is the cutoff for sold orders.
Wow.
And dealer stock will be accepted until April 30th. 2011 ordering for sold orders starts at the end of April. Can you believe we're already going to be, they're already going to be building the 2011 car?
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
You know, on a side note, I was thinking about my previous 2002 Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I had that. And I remember I'd take such good care of it, and I'd just baby it and clean it and everything, and I'd just be like, this is the last one that I know of. At the time,
right
when it was new, I'm like, I can't, you know, I can't believe it's over. You know, it's not.
You won't be able to go to the lot and buy another brand new one.
And now, I mean, not only can you do that, but everybody else wants to, and it's winning award after award after award. I mean,
and it kicked Mustang's ass again. And I believe last month was the most amount of Camaros they ever sold since they started producing the car.
Wow,
incredible.
Who would have thought in 2002 that when the Camaro came back that it would have this impact? I mean, this is above and beyond anything that I think all of us expected.
Oh, I know.
And I think I can speak on behalf of the Camaro team for that, too. They knew it was going to be an out-of-the-park home run, but they're not going to enter the other freaking stadiums, for crying out loud.
Oh, man. Well over 100,000 cars produced.
Hmm. That's funny because a lot of people said they'll never crack 50.
Yeah.
The cult of the Camaro Crow Eater is beckoning you.
That's right.
So, man, it's so great. We're driving them. We're talking about car shows. Hey, speaking of car shows, let's organize one.
Yeah.
Like just not no awards, no sign up, no pre-registration. Let's just pick a spot and show up for a night, just like the way it should be.
Yeah.
Show up and swap, you know, do some bench racing and, you know, detail and hang out. And there's a couple of Sonics around here. Sonic Burger. Chris, I think we should get one together.
Absolutely.
Some Friday night or Saturday night.
Fairly new in this area.
Yeah.
I know they've been around on the other parts of the country.
Right.
But Sonics are pretty brand new here in Michigan.
Yeah.
We've had one here for about a year now
in
this area. And now there's another one open. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll you know, stay tuned to, you know, the Michigan Motown Muscle. We'll post it there.
Yeah.
Michigan F Body.
Yeah.
We'll post it there. And, of course, our own Michigan Great Lakes. Well, I guess it would be Midwest section of our site. And it's just going to be come as you are. Show up and leave. It's barely going to even be a car show. It'll be just like a car meet. And then, you know, burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah. We got something else here.
Okay.
Apparently, GM High Tech has a Facebook fan page now, and they need help in getting more fans than Muscle Mustangs and Fast Fords.
Oh, bench racing at its
finest.
Their
sister publications.
So they went from bench racing to internet racing.
Yeah. So I guess we'll help get the word out. So head over to Facebook and try and friend GM High Tech Performance.
You know,
and tell them you heard it on the show, and you're from CamaroZ28.com.
That's right.
You know,
just a quick side note to that. I've been reading GM High Tech since the very, very first issue.
Absolutely.
I still have that first issue, too, when it was just High Tech Performance, when there's Mustangs and Camaros and Firebirds in it.
Is that the one Tom Byrne was in? Or was it the second issue?
I think it might have been the second issue, but...
remember, wasn't there like a yellow Mustang on the cover?
There's a yellow Trans Am on the cover that was really...
Trans Am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Trans Am, Firebird. It was a Firebird. Yeah. Formula. So... Yeah, definitely, you know, everybody's on Facebook now, so make sure you become a friend, like Chris, like you said, of GM High Tech Performance is all one word?
Yes.
But before you do that, make sure you become a fan of CamaroZ28.com.
The official one, because there's a bunch of them out
there.
That's
right.
So you got to find the right one.
It's not hard to find. Well, I'll join them all.
Yeah, what the heck.
you know, good luck to GM High Tech, and hopefully we can all help and... Sign up, man. Become a pal of GM High Tech because they've been a friend to us. They were at risk of going out for a while, I think.
Yeah.
They held on. Remember when they were bi-monthly?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
So they've weathered the storm, too.
Absolutely.
What else we got going on around the web?
Well, last week we were talking about some aftermarket stuff. And I see you brought to my attention another piece here from one of our advertisers, Fott Racing.
Yes.
They've got a drag racing package out. Very interesting. I was taking a look at this. Some pretty high quality parts that they're selling here for replacements.
I talk to the Fott guys a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. They're really cool people. Very, very awesome to deal with.
Look at those pictures, man.
The parts are awesome looking. I say they're right up there with Petters. Yeah. You know, and I'm pretty happy with my Petters stuff that I have. And if Petters wasn't around, I'd definitely have fought. You know, speaking of Petters, rearranged their packages so you can find what you need for your 2010 Camaro based on your usage. Mm. And there's a thread that I think DMS started on the board too. So because there's so many different options for Petters stuff that you kind of don't know which one you need and which combination is right, they put them together in nice packages.
Well, while you're mentioning Petters here, there's something was mentioned this week. Has something to do with the Indy Pace car?
Well, I dropped a little hint last week, and I don't think anybody caught it as far as I know. There's word to an article in the, what is the newspaper there?
Inside Indiana Business.
I don't know if it's a newspaper or just a news website, but they reference the Indy 500 pace car and the Good Morning America anchor driving it. But what they mention in their article that doesn't seem to exist in any other article is, Chris, can you read that?
Sure. It says the pace car is equipped with a stock 400 horsepower 6.2 liter V8 front and rear Petters Extreme XA adjustable suspension.
I find that very interesting because I don't think in the history of Indy 500 pace cars there's ever been an aftermarket supplier of suspension. I don't think it's been that way.
That says a lot about Petters.
I'd like somebody to prove me wrong. I'm not saying it's a challenge. I don't think that if I am wrong, please tell me. And if I am wrong, it's got to be few and far between. That's really, really incredible stuff there. So congratulations to Petters and congratulations to FOT for releasing their drag race pack. And if you got a part, an item, something new came out, you know,
give
us a call.
Know about? Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, tell us all about it. We're happy to talk about stuff like that. So what's next on our list, buddy?
Oh, boy. We've got some voicemails here and an email. So you want to start off and read the email?
Sure, I'll read it. This comes from Templar Knight. I think he's a frequent...
long-time listener.
He says, "Hey, guys, Templar Knight from the forums. I got my smooth locks in and even found a site that sells paint used for touch-ups on cars. So as soon as I feel less like a broke college student, I'll get around to putting them on. Thanks again." I think he won them.
That's right. Yeah, he did.
Right. Well, congratulations. Smooth locks are one of the easiest and probably should be the first mod ever done to a car, in my opinion.
Was mine.
Yeah, that's true. He says, "Now I do have a question for the podcast. How much wiggle room for horsepower do car companies usually leave for their muscle cars? I mean, when the V6 Camaro came out and it had 304 horsepower. Now because the 2011 Mustang is set to get 305 horsepower, Chevy is talking about going 306 or higher. It honestly sounds to me like Chevy left something undone to allow for minor tweaks to the horsepower without revitalizing the whole engine bay, which Ford apparently had to do to stay competitive. Granted, this could be just coming from my lack of knowledge to the inner workings of a car, but if they could throw out the best number they could in the first place, why wouldn't they? Unless, of course, this is a case of whoever says the first number loses. Anywho, hope to hear your response on the podcast, and thanks again, Templar Knight." Great email. Thank you very much for that.
I've always wondered the same thing myself. It seems like the manufacturers are very conservative with their numbers, so they can start, narrowing that and increasing that number in years to come. I don't know why that is. Maybe they do an initial dyno run with the car and say, good enough, or they do a couple here and tweaks here and there, and they don't spend a lot of time getting the numbers out of the car.
I got to think of something along those lines. But I think there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, there's marketability.
Sure, sure.
And, to go from 304 to 306, a 2-horsepower tweak, it's pretty minor, and all that is a small timing change.
Small timing change, it's a bit colder when they...
Well, changing some of the MAF sensor parameters it could be just a slightly different camshaft profile. There's so many little tweaks that they can do, and if they add a bunch of them in there, of course, they're going to get tons more horsepower, but then the reliability and drivability suffers and gas mileage suffers. So even though we're only talking a couple of horsepower and a couple of minor tweaks here and there to make it happen, the ripple effect kind of gets a little bit more extensive. Mm. So why do they pick the number that they pick? 304.
Sounds like a nice even number.
Well, 304, I believe that was to beat the 303 horsepower Challenger, if I'm not mistaken, on the V6.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I remember something about that. 303 is an interestingly arbitrary number, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does come down to 1 horsepower. It makes a huge difference in economy or emissions. There's so many factors that go into it. But it's not a matter of them sandbagging because they can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But they do count flywheel and not rear wheel because, as I think I posted on the forum, if one company, you know, two cars from two different companies have the same horsepower number and one company advertises flywheel horsepower and the other one advertises rear wheel horsepower, even though both numbers are going to be accurate, everybody's going to go, oh, that, you know, rear wheel number
is
less than the other one, so it must be slower or it must be perform less and all that crap.
It's got to be some sort of standard set.
John Fitzpatrick. Paging John Fitzpatrick to the white courtesy phone, please. Call in and, or email in and let us know if there's any insight you can give us on how horsepower numbers are, you know, how do they reach them? Do they set them and then reach them, or do they just test them and have a number? How's it work?
Yeah.
Tell us. That's it. Sean, thanks for the email.
Yeah, definitely. Well, are you ready to get on to some voicemails?
Let's do it.
This one came to us last week, and we just didn't have any time to play it. So we're going to start off the show with last week's voicemail.
God, I love Red Bull.
Hey, Chris. Hi, Jason. This is Mudbone calling. I haven't called in a while and been kind of busy, but I did say I was going to promise to try to call in. Talking about spring cleaning and getting all geared up, what I'd like to talk about is car covers. I bought a car cover about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, right after I bought my 30th anniversary car. And the cover looked like it was made, I bought it off of eBay and was sight unseen. It was made out of good material, but it looked like it was sized to fit a Buick Electra 225. The thing looks like it's about 100 miles long. And it's always fit the car real loosely and blows off when I open the garage door. And obviously not a very good thing more than just keeping the bird poop off. So I was going to get a new cover, and noticed when Mudbone Jr.'s car, Kermit, was sitting in there all winter long without a cover, that car just got filthy with dust and garbage and meat and bird droppings, and it was just, you know, I had to keep an eye on it, but I didn't have a cover. So I said, I'm going to get a cover, and I searched the forums and found a thread, I think, where somebody was talking about getting covers from AutoZone. I said, well, I'll give it a try. I went in there, bought the $30 cover, brought it home, and put it on the car, and it looked like it was made out of tissue paper. I could see through it pretty well, and it was rough. And I said, I don't like that. So I took that one back and got the next upgrade, which is like $60, and brought it home, and it wasn't a whole lot better than the first one. So I went back and I took it back and I said, well, let's see, they had one more model that was a little more expensive and it wasn't any better either. So I'm still in the hunt for a couple of car covers and I'd like to know a good recommendation on what kind to get, where to get it. I certainly like the material, that eBay cover I got, but the fit was awful. So you know, I want to make sure that it fits the car's tightly and doesn't blow around, but no, I don't want it rubbing on the paint either. Tell me what you think about the car covers. That is a long-winded story about mine, and I'm still in the hunt. Y'all take care, and look forward to hearing the podcast.
I think I can cover this one. No pun intended. Oh, God.
Mudbone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, let me back up on that. Mudbone needs a car cover. All right. Now that I got that out of the way, I think I can cover this one.
Okay.
When it comes to car covers, you're going to get what you pay for.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why the nice ones cost like $250?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, when you think about it, it'll save you in the end, I think.
Okay.
It depends on how much you value your car. And of course, where you keep it. I keep mine in my garage, so I don't need one that will resist any dings or dents or anything like that. I just need to protect from dust and loose elements, things like that. A couple months ago on the board, somebody asked this, and I replied, and I'm going to give the same answer. I got a smoking deal on one for winter storage. From Covercraft, and I'm not affiliated with them. They're not an advertiser, but I did get a really good deal. The fabric that they have is called Weather Shield, and it's being phased out. It's being replaced by Weather Shield HP, and the difference is the HP version has better color properties, allowing it not to fade in the sun as easily. That's it. That's the only difference.
Okay.
It's very, very thin. It's very...
It's not like the tissue paper, is it, where you can see through it?
No. It's very, very thin. But it's not transparent. It's not like, it's very durable, but then it almost feels almost like parachute material.
Oh, okay.
Like heavy parachute material. Comes with a 4-year warranty. It's not for protecting against objects hitting it, but it's incredible for protecting against the elements. The part number that you're going to need for a 2010 Camaro, which is what Mudbone has, right?
No.
No, he doesn't?
No.
Eh.
He's got a fourth gen.
That's right. I thought so. anyway, the fit is awesome. The quality is great. I'm very happy with it. For a 2010 Camaro, it was size G3. That's the size code. Okay. And I would assume it's going to be a similar size, so we're just going to use that as comparison for price.
Sure.
Was $223.84, and I got a cable lock and a storage bag, which is another $18. Shipping was free. Altogether, the total was $241. And if you get in the newer HP material that has better color resistance or whatever, it's over $400.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm pretty happy with it. I know it's a lot of money, but I kept it in my car in storage, and it's when I took the cover off three weeks ago, there wasn't even a speck of dust on the car.
Nice.
It was, and it fits great. And this particular material folds up to a very, very small package. It's not like you're lugging an old super fluff sleeping bag over your shoulder, you know. So I got it for car shows when I store it at, you know, Golden Superfest when we stay in Ann Arbor and things like that. So
okay.
It's at covercraft.com/cover_sale.htm. Get them while you can.
Nice.
That's my answer, and that's the only answer I'll give anybody because I'm so happy with that.
Awesome. Okay.
So thanks, Muddy.
Yeah. We'll go on to the next one.
Hey, Chris and Jason. It's Jennifer from the board, Z Go Bye Bye. Just calling in about the podcast last week regarding a couple things. First off, aftermarket parts that I liked for the fourth gen that should be made for the fifth gen. Definitely sure that GMMG is in the works making an exhaust system for the fifth gen Camaro. It's a part I have on my 95 Z28 and probably the best thing I ever bought for it. Sounds great. Get a lot of compliments on it. I'm sure that Matt Murphy over there is in development on that. Another thing, responding to the guy who left the voicemail about concerns driving his car in the winter in New York. I drive my GTO in the winter, and the Blizzaks do work really well. They're great tires. I don't ever become concerned when I go out. If it's really bad out, I don't really even think about it. The only thing is when you do have a nice day in the winter and you want to go out and drive the car, the tires just kick so much debris up on the car that you can't keep the car clean for more than 1 minute. The whole back of the car is just covered and caked in road debris from the tires. Obviously that's part of the design of the tire being for the snow, but also really sucks. You want to go out and try to cruise and it's a nice day in the winter. Car looks like crap. So just wanted to call in and say hey, and glad to see the weather is improving here in southeastern Michigan, and sure we'll see a lot of F-bodies out and about cruising and doing other stuff. Talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. Great to hear from you again. Good tips on the Blizzak tires. I didn't know that about the, but I guess that makes a lot of sense, if they're designed for the treads for the snow, that it's going to kick up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good information, because I've never owned one. I just know that from the time I've had a Camaro, if you need winter tires for it, get Blizzaks, because they don't look like truck tires. And...
Right.
So, excellent voicemail. How many more do we have?
We've got three more.
Before we get to that, let me just take a quick look at something here.
Yeah?
I'm just going to zip over to GMMG's page.
Oh, okay.
It's just nothing but magazine covers all over it, but... nothing chambered exhaust. Here we go. Let's see if they got anything. No, fourth generation only.
I wonder if he's still working on fifth gen.
I hope so. Matt's a good guy, man. Good friend to us. And I mean, I know that, not to steal GMMG's thunder, but I know that we talked, I think it was last week, about Stainless Works and their chambered exhaust. So, I mean, if GMMG isn't going to do one, there's other options. But GMMG has a great reputation for that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
Hey, guys. It's Sweet Z from the message board. I was calling in. I hadn't heard any of the winterization, dewinterization tips for storage, and I was listening to Bear Z28's message, and then I heard you guys talking about your when you took your cars out of storage, you had a discussion about having overinflated the tires and having to deal with the air pressure a little bit. And I guess my suggestion or my tip was that I know a lot of people are starting to use nitrogen in their tires because it's less, there's less variation in pressure. It doesn't bleed off as much air. And then with what Bear Z28 was saying, it's supposed to be a little bit better on the tire itself and supposed to give you a little bit longer wear on your tires. I know that a lot of places are charging to do nitrogen, and I'm not sure that the savings is worth paying a whole lot for, but if you happen to have a place where you can get nitrogen to put in your tires, it seems like it's a pretty good option. We run a fleet of vehicles where I work, and we're considering getting a nitrogen compressor to do that with our vehicles. The other thing I was going to mention, Chris had talked a little bit about Memphis Motorsports Park the other day, or the other week, and I used to actually they had a little NASCAR driving experience, and I was an instructor over there. And this last year after the NASCAR nationwide race, they closed the track down. And the NASCAR track is right next to the drag strip. So both of those are closed right now, and they were both really great tracks. So I'm hoping that somebody buys them and opens them back up. Appreciate the podcast, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
What'd he say?
He said that they closed Memphis Motorsports Park. Unbelievable. Wow. How many years did we go there?
A couple, three, but we've always known it to be a good place to go.
That was an awesome place to go.
Wow.
Man. Well, thanks for calling in, Sweetsy. I didn't realize that.
Did you call him Sweetheart?
No. Sweetheart. Sweet Z.
Thanks for calling in. Nitrogen the tires.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not in the old habit of like I used to with my 95Z of letting a little air out to go drag racing and then filling it back up, man. And letting it out and filling it back up. So, you know, if you've got nitrogen in your tires, you don't want to do that.
Right, right.
But that was definitely something I was thinking about.
Yeah, you get the little green cap to let you know. So, you know, what you do is you just get a cap and paint it green and then go there and say, yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You get free refills, I guess, or something.
Can you put summer air in my tires?
Yeah, summer air. Yeah, that's right. We forgot about the spring car care tip
yeah.
of letting the winter air out of your tires and putting summer air in. So you're smoke up, Johnny.
Ugh.
So you have more accurate air pressure.
Yeah.
Let that stale winter air out, that cold stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many more voicemails do we have?
We have two more.
How are we doing on time this one?
Oh, we're reaching the end here.
All right, you want to save them for next week, or
we can do one more.
All right, do it.
Do it now.
Oh, yeah, but before... Sorry, give me a reminder here. Here, you happy?
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast... Call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
One more.
Okay.
We'll save one more for next week.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Cody up in New York City. I know you've talked to me before, but it's been a while. Your aftermarket question just kind of got me thinking, and I thought I'd let you know what I want. Still looking at getting a Camaro this year. You know, when you get out of college, you don't have the best job, so you can't afford it yet. So I'm still waiting. But when I get a Camaro, I hope there's an adjustable shock setup for it, similar to the way the CTS and the Corvette has. I think that would be pretty awesome to have a soft ride that maybe lowers itself an inch and then maybe have something that raises itself up when I get in the rough roads of Detroit or New York City. So I think that'd be really neat to have a setup like that. Got to get a strut brace. I got to go with stripes that come on the car. But I think I'd rather go with a custom paint job. But just a lot of stuff I'd like to do with the car, but I don't want to make it all cheap and gaudy. So, but I think that's about it. Weather's getting nice. I've seen a lot more Camaros on the road. It's been kind of a dry winter here. I've only seen two Camaros so far, but it's not Michigan or the Midwest, so not a lot of roaming around here. Everything's a taxi. So, anyway, guys, got one more suggestion for you. It'd be cool to see a few more interviews on the show. Maybe not in person, but maybe phone interviews. Sometimes those are really nice. So, just thought I'd let you know that'd be awesome to hear. And keep up the work. Thanks again. Bye.
Sounds like he was laying down some law at the end there.
Kinda. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, Cody.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna be working on some more interviews.
Yeah,
we've got some people we can call.
Uh-huh. Anybody in particular you want us to talk to?
Yeah,
just let us know. We'll see what we can arrange. So we talked about a suspension.
Yeah.
Well, it's not self-leveling, but Petters has their Extreme XA, which is what I have on my car, which is what the Indy Pace car is going to have on it. And it is adjustable. You can, you know, adjust the height, and then you can adjust the ride sensitivity. We've talked about FOT. They have their own version, and I read somewhere that Stein has one coming out as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, like, the 1LE cars? They had, like, the Koni adjustable shocks.
Double adjustables.
Yeah. Do they still make those?
I got to think they do. God, they were not cheap.
No.
No, they were not cheap. So, yeah, I mean, I wish the Camaro had a Magna Ride option like the Corvette has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing is a whip. The technology behind that is so cool, too.
It is.
What else did he talk about?
He talked about hopefully being able to afford a Camaro soon and not making it gaudy.
Well, never give up on either one.
Yeah. Speaking of gaudy, remember, did you see that video of LeBron James's Camaro someone posted?
I thought it looked pretty good.
I did. I didn't care too much for the rims.
The rims?
They look too big and white. And, yeah. Other than,
but it
all those tall
good.
Basketball players fit in that car.
Yeah, for how long, though?
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they might have been sitting on each other. What was cool is it was, flat white with gloss white stripes.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. It could have been really crapped up and, I don't know, iced out dog or whatever. I don't know. What do they say anymore?
But gold rims.
But, you know. I don't even know what I was going to say. You know, it was tastefully done for that style. I'll leave it at that. I guess I'd drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd drive it. Be nice to see it parked next to mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when we were driving here to my house, did you see the Synergy Green?
Yes, I did.
Car?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's summertime, man. Well, if it ain't summertime, I'm going to pretend it is.
Yeah, because it's been in the mid-80s here, which is
like, uncanny.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Yeah, we broke a record here a couple days in a row.
That's right. God, was that all Cody talked about?
Yeah.
Well, we love hearing from everybody. Please call in. Tell us what you want, who you want us to interview. Tell us about your car. Tell us about, just talk. Just pick up the phone, dial the number, and talk. 586-486-3182, 24-hour voicemail hotline. Call anytime. Try to keep it under 2 minutes.
And if yours was the voicemail we didn't play this week, we're definitely going to get to it next week.
Mm-hmm. First thing?
Yep.
Well, I want to go out and drive my car and enjoy
Me
the weather
too.
While I can. So thanks for listening, everybody. Be safe out there.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.